WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of digital detox and brain rewiring. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you navigate the chaotic world of the internet and reclaim your focus, one click at a time. Now, let's be real, ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of notifications, endless scrolling, and curated chaos? It's easy to get sucked into that vortex of digital noise, right? But what if I told you there's a way to curate your own personalized digital oasis, a space where peace, productivity, and genuine connection thrive? That's exactly what we're diving into today, creating a digital space that truly serves you, not the other way around. Let's break it down with five key takeaways that will revolutionize your online experience. First, recognize the power of unfollowing. You don't have to follow every account just because everyone else seems to be doing it. Think of it like weeding your garden. Sometimes you need to let go of things that aren't serving you anymore, even if they seem popular or trendy. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling drained, anxious, or inadequate. You deserve a feed filled with inspiration, positivity, and genuine connection, not comparisons and digital clutter. Second, be intentional about your content consumption. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through the endless stream, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you looking for information, entertainment, or simply a distraction? Once you know what you're seeking, you can curate your feed accordingly. Seek out accounts that align with your values, interests, and goals. Third, master the art of scheduled scrolling. Yes, you read that right. Allocate specific times for checking social media and stick to it like glue. It's easy to get sucked into the rabbit hole of endless swiping, but setting boundaries will help you regain control over your time and attention. Think of it as a workout routine for your brain schedule. Scrolling keeps your digital muscles strong without causing burnout. Fourth, discover the magic of offline activities. Remember those things called hobbies, the ones that don't involve screens. Engaging in real-world activities like reading, painting, hiking, or simply spending time with loved ones can be incredibly restorative and fulfilling. You'll find yourself feeling more present, connected, and energized when you prioritize experiences over digital stimulation. And finally, cultivate a sense of gratitude for your offline life. Remember that the internet is just one small part of the vast and beautiful world we live in. Take time to appreciate the simple pleasures, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a heartfelt conversation with someone you love. When you focus on the richness of your offline experiences, the allure of the digital noise will naturally diminish. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented graphic designer who felt constantly overwhelmed by the constant stream of notifications, updates, and emails. Her to-do list was a mile long, her stress levels were sky high, and she felt disconnected from the world around her. She realized she needed to make a change, so she started implementing these five key takeaways. Unfollowing unnecessary accounts, scheduling scrolling time, prioritizing offline activities like hiking and painting, and cultivating gratitude for the simple things in life. As Sarah gradually transformed her digital space, she noticed a profound shift. She felt calmer, more focused, and more connected to herself and the world around her. Her productivity soared, her creativity blossomed, and she rediscovered the joy of living in the present moment. And that's the beauty. You don't have to be a tech whiz or a digital guru to create a personalized online space that works for you. By implementing these simple yet powerful strategies, you can reclaim your focus, enhance your well-being, and unlock a world of possibilities. Remember, friends, your digital experience should empower you, inspire you, and connect you, not control you, drain you, or isolate you. So take charge of your online world, and follow the noise, and create a space that truly reflects who you are and what you value. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one account you can unfollow today. Then, schedule a 30-minute block of time for scrolling tomorrow and stick to it. Finally, share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread the word about mindful digital living together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.